40 Days of Prayer, God, His Name, and the Kingdom. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hi, this is Jim Brown. On two different occasions, once here on the Sermon on the Mount, and another time when the disciples asked him to teach them to pray, in Luke 11, Jesus gave what we call the Lord's Prayer. There are slight differences between the two, but understandable as they were said at different times. This prayer is amazing for its short length, and yet it is simple and comprehensive. Taken in context with Matthew 6, verses 6 and 8, it was not meant to become a thoughtless prayer we recite all the time, but rather was to be more of a model prayer for believers. It starts appropriately with a focus on God, our Heavenly Father. This prayer acknowledges that God is in heaven. The prayer goes on to acknowledge that His name is hallowed. That means His name is holy, one of God's unique attributes. If the prayer didn't progress any further, it would be amazing as it would focus our Sermon on the Mount listeners, and we today, by the way, on God, who He is, and what His name is all about, and where He is. Then we read, though, as the prayer continues, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is teaching us to pray for God's kingdom to come to earth and for God's will to be done here, as it has always been done in heaven. I can imagine the faces of Jesus' original listeners, how bold this prayer must have sounded. And it is for us today as well, as we pray for God's kingdom to come to earth. This is clearly in opposition to the various political parties and nations who seem to want their will to be done with no regard to God or His will. And that, my dear friend, is why our world is so messed up. My prayer for today. Lord, I acknowledge that only You can fix the problems of our world today. We need You, Lord. Amen.